AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Relief in upstate New York now that police have captured the second inmate who escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility 3 weeks ago.
I feel like I can sleep again. I don't have to, you know, every night worry about and hear every single noise.
David Sweat was caught when a lone state trooper on patrol spotted him walking along the side of the road in Constable, not far from the Canadian border. State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico.
At some point running across a field, he realized that Sweat was going to make it to a tree line and possibly could have disappeared. And he fired two shots from his service weapon, his handgun, hitting Sweat twice in the torso.
Sweat is hospitalized in critical condition. A fast-growing wildfire in central Washington has led authorities to urge 200 people to leave their homes. The Chelan County Emergency Management says the fire damaged or destroyed at least 9 structures at the north end of Wenatchee. The NTSB expected to arrive today at the site of a plane crash in Plainville, Massachusetts, where a small plane crashed into a house. The people inside escaped safely, but 3 people on board the plane were killed. Banks and ATM machines are shut down throughout Greece on the first day of capital controls. Athens resident Panagiotis Sotiris thinks this latest twist in the country's 5-year financial saga will not be accepted well.
It will induce protest. It will induce even more desire to see a different course of things.
Global stock markets sank Monday after this latest action by Greece in its struggle with heavy debts. NASA's Bill Gerstenmaier says yesterday's failure of an unmanned SpaceX rocket launch should not have a long-term impact.
It's a pretty important loss to us, or it's. I don't want to minimize the loss to us, but again, from a macro-level standpoint, the crew's in no danger. We're moving forward.
This is AP Radio News. Dinosaurs are far from extinct at your local multiplex. Here are the weekend box office results.
We just went and made a new dinosaur?
Probably not a good idea.
Jurassic World stays number one for a third straight weekend, taking in another $54 million. Its domestic total now tops $500 million, only the 5th film ever to reach that mark.
Can't focus on what's going wrong. There's always a way to turn things around.
Inside Out stays in a strong second. The comedy Ted 2 opens in a distant third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Joni Mitchell is expected to make a full recovery. That's according to her friend and conservator, who says it was an aneurysm that sent the folk singer to the hospital in March. In her update, Leslie Morris says Mitchell is recovering at home. She's speaking, is unable to walk, but is expected to be able to do that soon. Beyonce won 3 BET Awards last night, including Video of the Year for 7-Eleven. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.